Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So you are kind of the guy who can remove emotion from situations.
Yeah, based on logic.
You can just, you can look at a situation and yes, look at it linearly, logically, and give us the correct answer.
Yes, because I hardly base any of my actions or words on emotion.
Now, you say that's the reason.
Yeah.
I say the reason is you've never really done anything, so you don't have a dog in the hunt. Like, oh. And I don't mean you haven't done anything like in your life. I'm just saying like most issues that come up are issues in a marriage. You've
right.
never been married.
You're right.
Having kids. You've never had kids.
That's true.
Struggling for money. You've never really had to struggle for money. Like,
ever.
The issues that most humans have.
Oh, yeah, you guys.
You can't personally relate
that
to.
Is I have no empathy.
Right.
Yes.
So then you're just looking at it as a black and white situation. You have no emotional attachment.
Nope.
It's like, oh, wait, I remember a time when I had an emotional issue with my wife, with my kids, where I couldn't afford my bills. You don't understand any of that.
None whatsoever. Logic.
So you have the capability.
I do. Thank you.
I'm not positive I was complimenting you, but I think in a way I was. You're right. I was. Because it's like, I will say this. It must feel great to not be burdened with life.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's a dad that was on Dad's Net that wrote about how he felt invisible during his wife's labor.
Okay.
And here's what he wrote. And I want you to tell me how this makes you feel. He said, quote, currently having a newborn in the hospital waiting for his arrival, just hit me that dad seemed to be invisible. Sat yesterday for 12 hours, never offered a drink or anything. I felt invisible. It was a disgrace and made me feel quite mad. So that's the way he's feeling.
Okay.
Can he, should he, is he allowed that emotion looking at it? Now don't. The one thing that you do have emotions on is the man and woman thing, because you have been in relationships where you felt unequal treatment. So I'm afraid you're about to jump in. How do you feel about this guy feeling invisible while his wife had a child?
Okay, let's. It's common courtesy to be anywhere where just offer anybody, hey, can I get you a water or something? We got soda machines down there.
Right.
Right. Forget about the.
Say something to him.
There you go. Outside of that, this D-bag tool needs to keep his mouth shut.
Why though? Why?
Because we all understand that if you're that room, you even got it. That room
yeah.
is not about anybody except the medical personnel and that mother. It's not about the mother-in-laws and the families and the photos and the videos.
But there are other people in the room that have basic human needs and they don't work in that hospital. So what are they supposed to do?
You're right. I think those people can probably fend for themselves. They can go up to like the nurse's station and ask and stuff like that.
I'm just going to say, I wasn't allowed, like my wife wouldn't let me leave her side.
Oh.
So then can somebody just, hey, like I remember having to run and fetch her ice chips.
There you go. That's
but
your
nobody fetched me ice chips.
Because your job was to. Everyone's job is to pay attention to the patient. She's a medical patient.
Right.
And so for this tool, that'd be like me, like being in a place where a kid gets injured and I, never mind, we'll get into that.
I was going to say, this sounds eerily familiar to
never mind.
Scenario that happened very
yes,
recently.
Yes.
You complete D-bag tool belt.
Tool belt, I like it.
Somebody actually responded with this response with the word tool belt in it. A guy wrote, two things, tool belt. One, this experience should never be about you, but since your frail ego can't seem to handle that, congratulations on putting your pee-pee in a mommy place until, yeah.
yeah.
Might I offer you a beverage, perhaps a tea? And two, if you were there for the missus, actively there for the missus, you wouldn't feel invisible. You'd be too concerned with her
Ooh,
to care.
Your newborn child as well. Nice. Although, didn't something happen when you were having one of your children?
Oh my God, we are out of time.
What?
It looks like we've actively used our clock. There was a time when it wasn't while she was giving birth, but she was close. She had a ton of morning sickness.
Oh, okay.
And we went to the ER because she couldn't get any fluids in her and she was really dehydrated.
Yeah.
and they kept trying to get her an IV to get her hydrated. When you're dehydrated, your veins just keep collapsing. So they collapsed them in your elbowish region on both arms. Then they went for the on top of the hand, collapsed it in both hands. I mean, I'd watch them get a line in, and then you watch the vein just go, and on like, and she's just retching, and it was awful. And on like the second hand, I passed out.
You did.
And because all the nurses and staff knew that it was, quote, slacker in the room, they pretty much all abandoned her.
They did and kept rushing over to you. Oh, my God.
I got expert care that day.
You did. They had the most attention of any person in a...
When I came to, I had palm fronds being rubbed across my face. I had orange juice. Someone was feeding me grapes and granola bars. And my wife is sitting there withering away, dying on the table. Hello.
Exactly.
I'm the one who needs nutrition.
Right.
But they did eventually take care of her. After they took care of my foot rub, they took care of her. Well, if you want to talk about this tool belt of a guy or maybe defend him, we'll take your comments on social media everywhere.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.